It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, I found as I talk to people that some people are confused about salvation. Even people who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they sometimes are confused. And some of us and some people just do not realize what they have in Jesus Christ. And even I have to be reminded from the Word of God what Jesus Christ has done for me and what He's going to do for me. And as long as I'm in this life, I should not fear man. I should give myself totally to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible, you know, we're in Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to look in just a moment in verse 9, and we're going to read about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. But there are certain individuals today, and maybe you're one of those individuals who are really fearful. And I mean, you are as a saved person, you can be fearful about the things that's happening in and around about you. Well, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26 says, "For ye are all the children of God." How? By faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." There's no way a person is going to get to heaven apart from trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The person is not going to be able to work him or herself into heaven by doing things that they believe is pleasing to God. There's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to please God, and that is to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, those of us who have done that, we need not fear what man can do to us. We need not fear what this life can do to us, but we need to be happy, and we need to be real in the realization that God is for us. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6 says, "So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." We don't have to be afraid. Now, man may kill this body, but the real person, me, the real person that I am, will never die because I have eternal life. And that's you too if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." The Bible teaches me that I don't have to fear what's happening to me in this life. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't consider things that can hurt me, that I don't try to stay around things that's going to hurt me physically. God's given us something that is called a brain, and we're not to look for trouble, but we are to look to the Lord Jesus Christ to keep us out of trouble. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 again says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love." We're to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're to love those individuals who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He's also given us a sound mind, according to that verse in verse 7 of 2 Timothy 1. He's given us a sound mind that we can serve Him and not do things that's foolish, but do things according to His will, the things that He wants us to do in order to bring honor and glory to Him. And I remind you again, as we bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ, we are bringing honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. Well, once again, we're in the book of Ephesians, and we're in chapter 5, and we've looked at verse 8, and I like to read that once again, because it says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And this ties in with verse 9. It says, "Walk as children of light." Well, why walk as children of light, as verse 8 says? Verse 9 says, because of, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Let me read that verse again. "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. I see that word for there as the word because. We're to live and walk as the children of light because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit Himself. The Bible says, for the fruit of the Spirit. It says here, and I want you to notice that Paul has informed us in verse 8 that we were in darkness, without light. But also in verse 8, he reminds us that we are now in the light. That is, after we trusted Jesus as Savior. The light we have received, and this is the enlightenment, had to come from somewhere. Some people get confused about this. But now we know that in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it says in part, in the beginning God. And as we keep reading Genesis 1, starting with verse 2, we read of the Holy Spirit. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says this, and the earth was without form and void. And notice, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. So we see, by reading these verses, that by comparing Scripture with Scripture, light came from God. As we read in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 1, it tells us there. When verse 2 of Genesis 1, we see that darkness was present, but so was the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God was moving, as verse 2 tells us, and God said, let there be light. Well, I believe just as God the Father said, let there be light, God the Holy Spirit was instrumental in bringing that light into the world. Well, I want you to notice something. Not only was the Holy Spirit instrumental in bringing light as we know it into the world, He was also instrumental in bringing the true light into the world. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused of Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Well, I think you probably already know this, that the true light is Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, we read that in Genesis chapter 1 about in the beginning God. When John 1 in verse 14, it tells us who the Word was and is. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So who's the Word? Jesus Christ. Who is God? Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit was instrumental in bringing Jesus Christ into this world. John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, that was the true light, Jesus Christ. In other words, was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. There's not going to be any excuses made by any person when they stand before Jesus Christ. That is, those individuals who have never trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior at the white throne judgment, there will be no excuse. They will not be able to say, well, I didn't know. I didn't know about Jesus Christ. But the Bible says that there's no excuse because the true light came, and it lights every man that cometh into the world. In other words, that person who is without Jesus Christ, as they stand at the white throne, they can't say they weren't told about Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that every man is warned. Every man knows about the light. There are no excuses. God will tell them, Jesus Christ, the judge, will say, depart from me. Now we are to walk, that you and I who know Jesus as Savior, we are to walk as children of light, because we are the children of the light, Jesus Christ. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're not the light. In you is darkness. But Jesus Christ, I remind you once again, wants you to be light. He's dealing with your heart, and He wants you to know Him as Lord and Savior. those of us who have trusted Him as Savior, we are the children of light. So, what does that mean? It means that we are to walk as children of light, not because of our righteousness. Now, some people would look at verse 9 and they think that's speaking of them. Verse 9 says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." People believe that that's speaking of them personally, but it's speaking of the Holy Spirit. We are to walk as children of light, not because of our righteousness, but because of the righteousness of God. And when we read Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 9, we realize we are to walk in the light because the Holy Spirit is all goodness, not us, and that He is all righteous, not us, and He is all truth, not us. We are to live as our lives walking in the light of God by and through the goodness, righteousness, and truth of the Holy Spirit. The Bible speaks about this, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, as we look at this, the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. There is nothing that is left to the imagination here, because God is plain when He's saying this is the Holy Spirit. We're to walk because we are the children of light. We have the Holy Spirit living within us. And we're to let other individuals know exactly who we are and who God is. It's not our righteousness. The Bible says that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Thank God Jesus Christ has clothed us with the robe of righteousness. We have received Him as Lord and Savior, and just as He clothed Adam and Eve in the garden, He has clothed us who know Him as Savior with the robe of righteousness. We have been clothed because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. That means past, present, and future. Now, if you've never trusted Him as Lord and Savior, you might be saying, "I'm so bad, God could never save me." But the Bible teaches us it makes no difference how bad you've been or how bad you are. If you're ready to come to Jesus Christ and receive Him as Lord and Savior, He's ready to receive you. You see, there's no sin that God can't forgive you of. There is no sin except the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. And what is that? Someone may say, "Well, I've committed that." Well, if you've committed that, you can't be saved. But you see, blaspheming the Holy Spirit is the rejection of Jesus Christ, the message that Jesus Christ saves. If you've rejected Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you die and go to hell, that is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. The blaspheming of the Holy Spirit is the refusal to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So God can save anyone in this world who is willing to call upon Him, who's willing to say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Lord Jesus, I repent. Lord, I'm not going to go my way any longer. I'm going to go Your way. I've changed my mind, Lord, about how to get to heaven. It's Your way. And I'm ready to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior." If you're willing to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He's willing to accept you right now. If you would bow your head, wherever you're at, ask Him to come into your heart. Trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Ask Him to save you because He died on the cross for you. He shed His blood for you. Call upon Him. Ask Him to save you, and He'll save you, and I'll see you in heaven one day.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.